It's 8:50 here on Galesburg Live. I'm Terry Cavanaugh with Chris Enroth from the University of Illinois Extension, talking a little bit about planting and talking sweet potatoes and things you can put in the garden and get those seeds started already, especially if you will probably just Google online if you're unfamiliar with it, and you'll find seed catalogs all over, Chris, that people can order from. So.
Oh, yeah. And any seed company, that'll be the little box at the top of their website. And, you know, check this and I'll send you a free catalog. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
They're plentiful.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about something that occurred in your last newsletter. Chris and Kari Houle from the University of Illinois Extension kind of alternate from week to week with different newsletters and different topics. And this latest one, I thought, he's talking about bugs. It's the middle of winter. But what's with the bugs now? Tell us about this last article, Chris.
Yeah, with the temperatures getting, you know, like we've started out, mild winters, warmer temperatures, a lot of the overwintering insects that find their ways into our homes, we're used to the ladybugs and sometimes the box elder bugs. And every once in a while, we have one of those rogue wasps that come in through, you know, the window or the attic or chimney or something like that. But we're seeing a bit different population pop up in homes, like our brown marmorated stink bugs, which are a new invasive species that have moved into central Illinois, and other types of flies, which, you know, I've been getting a couple phone calls about, you know, we're seeing these big flies, like bigger than your average house fly, not a horse fly, but very large flies. And so a lot of these overwintering insects, they come into our homes in the fall. Usually we don't see them.
Yeah.
They overwinter in attics or in the wall voids. And then once it warms up, they see light, and that light attracts them out. And often that's like our kitchen light or it's our dining room light. And they wind up in our house as opposed to outside. And so had a lot of folks that have encountered brown marmorated stink bug.
That doesn't even sound good.
No. It's actually a terrible invasive pest. It goes after ornamentals. It goes after fruit crops. It goes after agronomic crops. It is a pest of many different types of plants. And so they've really struggled with that out on the East Coast. And it's brand new here, probably last couple years in Galesburg area. And the other wonderful thing about them is that they like to overwinter in our homes. And being a stink bug, you don't smash them, obviously, because
you're going to have a bigger problem.
And you don't really want to vacuum them, at least not with your home vacuum cleaner, because they will leave their essence all over the place. And so, you know, really it is, you know, get an old shop vac or something, or, you know, you sweep them up and you take them outside. Yeah. So I've been seeing a lot of issues with the brown marmorated stink bug. You know, people calling in, what is this thing? They're shield shaped. They're large. And the other flies that we've been seeing are these large. We believe that they're black blowflies. And these are flies that actually feed on the cadavers of, say, like a mouse that has died in the wall void. So they're considered filth flies. And the other types of fly is probably the cluster fly, which are not filth flies. They eat earthworms in the summer, but they then overwinter in our homes.
Are there effective pesticides against these little insects that you've mentioned?
That usually we don't recommend using pesticides in the winter once these insects are in your home, because what happens is they all die in your wall void. And that brings in more rodents or cockroaches or beetles that then come in. So what we say is the best technique is physical barriers. So caulk and seal cracks and crevices. Make sure your screens are in order and no holes in them, and basically keeping them out in the first place in the fall is key. But no indoor pesticides, because we don't want to be killing these things off when they're in our walls or attics.
All right, because it just invites more, in other
words. And you get a secondary infestation then,
Not good. Chris, let's talk a little bit about maybe any – I know you're here today to start a class, which I'm guessing is already registered for and that.
Mm-hmm.
But what's upcoming? Do you have some classes coming up in the spring, any Master Gardener classes that people can take advantage of?
Well, right now we're in the middle of our Sustainability for the Home Landscape class. So that class has already started, but we would like to do another one because it was so popular. We have almost 30 people signed up here in Galesburg. And that's, we walk you through sustainable landscaping concepts, and we hope people will leave with an actual physical plan of their property. Coming up, we do have our Gardener's Day down in Macomb, Illinois, where we bring in all different types of speakers and vendors, and we will, it's just a day where we get to talk gardening. It's a lot of fun. So you can check out our website. Just, you can Google or do a web search for U of I Extension, Knox County, and you'll come up with our website. And, so we're busy with the sustainability for the home landscape. We're busy with, Gardener's Day, and, you know, we're looking, you know, forward to the growing season with our master gardeners and our master naturalists. We have a lot of fun projects coming up, like the third annual Monarch Migration Festival.
Yeah, in the fall, right?
Yep, we're excited to get that underway. The Carl Sandburg Community Garden, Historic Garden also. The Knox County Nursing Home, we have volunteers that help out there. And then getting our master naturalists involved in a lot of different pollinator habitats, working in natural areas and education. So it's going to be a busy year. We're excited.
Just makes you crave the warm weather, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Yeah, just to get outside.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Absolutely. Like it was 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
I think we've probably got a little ways to go. But we've covered some pruning. We've covered a little bit of lawn care right now, ordering your seeds and the seed materials. And as always, as Chris mentioned, you know, if you go to if you Google or just go to University of Illinois Extension, you're going to Knox County, you're going to get all types of information.
You'll find us or call us 309-342-5108.
Are there Master Gardener classes coming up again, Chris, or is that something that doesn't occur every year?
It's something we're taking a little bit of a break this year. And so this sustainability for the home landscape actually counts towards advanced Master Gardener credits. Mm-hmm. So for existing Master Gardeners, they can specialize in this sustainability type topic. But it's open to anybody. Anyone can take this class, and it's something we hope to get more people involved with extension and volunteering in the community.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. Chris Enroth from the University of Illinois Extension has been our guest this hour on Galesburg Live, and you can always check their website for more information about spring planting and that. And if you have questions, you can talk to Chris. And Kari Houle's now part of the organization once again, too. Mm-hmm. And is there a way to get your newsletter, Chris, that you're sending out, that publication?
Oh, yes. So we do send out this weekly news column. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we send it out to all the major media outlets.
Right.
So
we get it. Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, we'll get in the, you know, the local paper here pretty soon. But if you want to be on the list, just give me a call or shoot me an email. Mm-hmm. Again, you can call our Knox County Extension office, leave them a message. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm there, you know, we'll add you to the list.
All right. Sounds good. Chris, thank you so much for joining us here
this
morning.
Thank you, Terry.
Always appreciate your time.